So we are familiar with the famous story when God appeared to Avraham and he was being mevaka chol, he was doing bikur cholim, and then Avraham saw the shlosh anashim coming and he ran to take care of them. So in the Torah tells us how generous Avraham was with all the food. Vayikach ben Baka rach v'tov. Yet it's very strange when it comes to the water. It says yukach na ma'at mayim v'rachat zu ragleihem. Why is Avram so stingy with the water? He's so liberal and generous with everything else. Why is he so cheap with the water? So there's a famous answer from the Chafetz Chaim. Yeah, we know there are two mitzvahs of Haknasas Orchim. There's the mitzvah of Chashteo v'chabdehu. Chashteo is you have to be choshed, you have to suspect someone. And it's covered to honor someone. So what's the... So you're supposed to do the minimum of chashteo, do whatever you need to, but the emphasis should be on the kabdeo, on the covered. So that's what it was when it came to Avram giving them food, so he gave them plenty. When it came to the kabduhu, but when it came to the chashteo, we know Chazal tell us that people used to worship the earth, the sand on their feet. So he said, "Yukach na ma'at mayim." Take a little bit of water. I'm choshes you a little. You might be an idol worshiper. So that's how it's one shot. Rav Nissen Alpert says another pshat. Rav Nissen Alpert says no. Yukach na ma'at mayim is when Avram and Sarah were doing everything together. So when you're doing something together, or you're doing it yourself, that's the time to become a tzaddik. But unfortunately, many people become tzaddikim at other people's expense. When, you know what, why don't you go to the airport and pick someone up? Why don't you go set up? Why don't you go over there? When you're volunteering other people, that's when people become tzaddikim. So yukach na ma'at mayim. So Chazal tell us that he's telling one of his servants to go to the well. The well wasn't like you open up the kitchen and you turn on the water. But it's you have to go schlep it back and forth. So if he was doing it himself, he would have brought a lot of water. But when you're sending someone else, that's one of the mitzvos of chesed, that don't be a tzaddik at someone else's expense. And we know that was the greatness of Avram Avinu, that when it says v'agadcha shemecha, so that Rav Moshe, others point out, what do you mean, v'agadcha shemecha? So there's many pshatim, but the word gadol in Chazal refers to someone who is a giver, a giving individual. So where do we find this? Usually we go back the first time, we can see the first time a word is used in the Chumash is usually indicative of what it means. So we find hama'or ha'gadol, when it's referring to the son. And if, as a Ma'or HaGadol, it's one of the biggest givers, the son. And that's why, in fact, it says the Ma'or HaKatan. Actually, it says, Evan Ezra points out by the moon, how come it doesn't give this title to the stars, which are even bigger than the moon? And the answer is, the stars are very big, but they give very little illumination to the earth for anyone to benefit. But the moon, even though it's much smaller, but especially back before with electricity, the moon shed light and gave us light and gave people benefit. So to be gadol, get the status of gadol, you have to be a giver. And that's what we see for the first time. And that's also that they find by the Isha HaShunamis in Malachim Beis, Perak Dalet Pasuches, which Vishem Isha Hagadola. It talks about the Isha Hagadola. It means she was very generous and into chesed. And as well we find by Avram Avinu, by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Gam Ish Moshe Gadol Ma'od. The Ish, and we weren't talking how big he is, that he was a giver. So that's the yisod of Avram Avinu. That's the yisod of others that... That's the koach of chesed is the koach of giving.